One thing I greatly appreciated about the scene is just how funny they made Randy look. One of my favorite aspects of old South Park is how the crude animation style often made for some very funny visual gags, and with the improved animation in the modern episodes, you just never see that anymore. So seeing Randy like this was the first time in a very long time where they've captured that old feeling, and I greatly appreciated it. We then see the family packing up all of their belongings, officially marking the end of Tegrity Farms. Randy's explanation for leaving unfortunately makes a lot of sense.
Right now, just no place for Tegrity.
We then cut back to the White House, where the president's antics have been turned into a sitcom, even including a laugh track. This felt kind of random at first, but as I thought about it more, I think that this is supposed to be a moment of self-awareness from the show, sort of making fun of the fact that all the Trump stuff is getting a little tired, with the crowd hysterically laughing at the same jokes they've been doing for 3 episodes now. If that's the case, I think that's a good sign, because maybe it means the Trump stuff won't play such a major role anymore. Satan goes to the bathroom to clear his head, where he stumbles across Towley, who has been made into the president's personal cum rag. He asks for help, but Satan isn't exactly optimistic.
There is no escape from this place.
And that's where the episode ends. So now, let's talk about what I liked about this episode, my issues with it, and what it could mean for the show moving forward.